This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We seek marriage for many reasons, but one of the most important is that we are all incomplete and unhealed, and we're looking for a spouse to fix that. Hi, I'm Jimmy Evans, co-host of the Marriage Today podcast. Today we have a great teaching for you that I pray grows your marriage and blesses you as you seek to center your marriage on Christ. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast channel to be notified of every new show. God bless you. This message is called The Healing Journey of Marriage. And it surprises some people to hear that God designed marriage to heal us. An oxymoron is a self-contradictory statement. And so the healing journey of marriage sounds like an oxymoron to some people, because marriage has damaged so many people so deeply. And sometimes it may not be their marriage, but it may be their parents' marriage. Or you know, someone that's an environment that they grew up with in that damaged them, or it could have been a previous marriage or two or three that deeply damaged them. So to hear that marriage is a healing journey is a shocking thing. Let me say, Karen and I began in marriage hurting each other, deeply damaging each other, to the brink of divorce, then we healed each other. And our marriage today, we live in a healed, happy marriage because we found God's way. Miraculously, and by the grace of God, we found God's way. And so I want to begin with four simple but profoundly important facts related to marriage and marriage being a healing journey. Number one is God created marriage. The government did not create marriage. Lawyers did not create marriage. Lonely Neanderthals did not create marriage. Okay? Marriage was created in Genesis chapter 1 by God himself. It came from God. Number two, God created marriage to bless us. Marriage was created in a place called Eden. It was a paradise, and the name Eden means pleasure and delight. God made marriage to give us pleasure and delight, not to hurt us. Comment number four, rebellion to God's word caused the fall of marriage and the destruction of society. In Genesis chapter 3, when God had created Adam and Eve, created marriage, Satan intruded into the Garden of Eden in the form of a serpent, and he began to tempt Eve with these words, "Has God surely said?" The first thing he did was to question the integrity of God's word. And Eve said, "We can't eat that fruit because we'll die." And the devil said to Eve, "You will not die." But they did die, because the devil's a liar and he always lies. He comes to tell us that the word of God isn't true, and if we rebel against it, there won't be consequences. Look around, ladies and gentlemen, at America today. There are consequences to rebelling against the word of God. Marriage doesn't work today because we've thrown away the word of God. And when you throw away the word, nothing works. But when you come back, and this is statement number four, returning to God's word heals us and restores us to God's plan for marriage and for life. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. It is coming back to the word of God that heals us, heals our marriages, heals our families the way that God designed. So bad marriages, it's not God's fault. What's happening in our culture related to marriage, it's not God's fault. It is because we have rejected the word of God, and returning to the word of God will bring us healing. And so it's a very special scripture to Karen and me in our marriage. We were both raised, Karen and I were both raised in Christian, non-Christian homes. Karen's parents were social Presbyterians. My parents were Methodists who never went to church. Karen's parents got saved about the time we got married, and my parents got saved about 15 years later, and precious Christian people today. But Karen and I grew up in non-Christian homes and dysfunctional. You know, our parents were wonderful and they did a lot of good things, but we both came out of childhood wounded, and we married, and I describe sometimes trying to love each other was like two porcupines trying to get close. It was very painful. We both had wounds from our past, and we all do. We had wounds from our past, and we touched each other's wounds. And that's what happens when you get married. You marry a person who is wounded. And it's inevitable that we are going to touch each other's wounds. And so we fought and we fought and we fought. And Karen did something very, very important for our marriage that changed our marriage. Fighting with me was not a good thing to do because Karen would engage me and she would begin to fight with me. Karen doesn't think as fast talking as I do. I'm a very fast talker. I think on my feet because that's what God called me to do. It takes Karen longer to process, you know, thoughts and feelings than me. So it wasn't a fair fight. When we fought, I mean, I could just drill her with words and overwhelm her and she would go off crying and I thought I won. I didn't ever win any of those kinds of fights. But one day, Karen did something very smart, and she stopped fighting with me, and she got alone with God and said to the Lord, "This is not about Jimmy, you heal me." The best thing ever happened with our marriage. And I've never known a day in our marriage in 43 years that Karen has not woken up and read God's word. And when I say read God's word, I'm talking about hours. Karen is in the word of God every single morning. And so she spends time in the word of God. Well, the word of God healed Karen. Psalm 107:20 says, God sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destructions. As Karen began to get healed, it just highlighted how sick I was. And ultimately, it's what changed me. We had a huge fight. The Lord broke through my heart. I began to see, you know, how bad I had been. And that began the healing journey of our marriage. And so I want to begin with a premise in this message, and this is a very important premise in this message. We seek marriage for many reasons, but one of the most important is that we are all incomplete and unhealed, and we're looking for a spouse to fix that. Why do we choose the spouse that we choose? It's because we're incomplete and unhealed, and we're looking for a spouse to change that. Karen and I dated, I think, like most people date. We fell in love. I met Karen when we were sophomores at Tascosa High School. And we were in sophomore biology class together, and I thought that she was very beautiful. And I asked her out in May of that year. I asked her out to a Three Dog Night concert. How many of you remember Three Dog Night? Raise your hands, encourage me. Yeah, it's not the younger people that raise their hand. It's the mature people like me. But
hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
We went to a Three Dog Night concert and we loved each other, and so we dated for a while. But as soon as I secured the relationship with Karen, I began to take her for granted. And I think that's very common. And we began to fight. I call it the performance phase of the relationship. We were performing for each other and putting our best foot forward. But as soon as we had secured each other, that's when we began to act normal, which for me was not good. And we began to fight like cats and dogs, which led us to, you know, the brink of divorce. Let me talk about why we marry the person that we marry and how it can be a healing journey and not be a journey of pain like ours was for so long. And I want to say this related to the sovereignty of God, because God is more sovereign than we think he is in who we marry. It's understanding the sovereign purpose of God in marriage, or why God tricks us into falling in love with someone who can drive us so crazy, and why they drive us so crazy, and how we can stop being driven so crazy and be healed. When we're dating, we are doing it mostly on a very subconscious level, and we don't realize it. We're dating a person and we're looking at how attractive they are, or, you know, if we like being with them, or if we share, you know, the same basic things in common. And it is important to be compatible, and I'll talk more about that in just a minute. But research has proven that most of the dating that we do in choosing a spouse is it's done on the subconscious. And a good analogy is an iceberg. You see an iceberg, and the tip is sticking out of the water, but the mass is below the water. When we're dating, we're looking at a person typically on a very superficial level. But God is doing something so much more under the surface that we don't even know about, and it's the not knowing that creates the danger. It's not understanding what God is doing when we're choosing a spouse that really creates the danger in when we marry, and a lot of the pain that is caused in marriage. So I want to talk about two sovereign and subconscious choices that we make when we're choosing a spouse. When Karen and I were dating, I was dating her. I didn't know there was anything deeper than just going out and having fun. But God wires us to choose a spouse according to His will. God wires us to choose a spouse in a certain way. And there's something way deeper going on when we're dating. And then the person we marry, there's something much more sovereign than we think there is in who we marry. And so there's two choices that we make when we're dating and get married that we need to understand. The first is, when we're dating and marry, we're trying to find a person to be our compatible opposite. Okay. Now, a lot of people would say, no, when I marry, I'm looking for someone that's like me. No, you're not. On a conscious level, you may think that you're looking for a person that's like you. God wired you to find your opposite. This is what Genesis 2:18 says. The Lord said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." The word helper is the word aidzer. It means to supply what is lacking. God didn't create another Adam because Adam didn't need another him. He needed someone to supply what was lacking. Marriage is not this. Marriage is this. You don't need another you. The last thing in the world you need is another you. You need someone who supplies what's lacking. And so God created Eve to complement Adam. And so when we're getting married, consciously we're thinking, I'm going to find someone that's just like me. Because I'm normal, I want to find another normal person just like me. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but you're basically incompatible with yourself. You know, you're looking for somebody compatible. We're looking for someone to complete us. Compatibility is not based on sameness. Compatibility is based on beliefs, values, and character. What makes Karen and I compatible is not that we're the same, because we're polar opposites. What makes Karen and I compatible is we love Jesus, we're going to the same place in life, and we both agree that the character of Christ is what we're after. You want a person that you share beliefs with, that you share life goals with and values, and that you believe in their character. The purpose of dating is not to see how good a person is in bed. The purpose of dating is to see a person's character so you can spend your life with them safely. That's the purpose of dating. So if we have the same beliefs and values and character, we're compatible, but we're gonna be very, very different. And it's not understanding that that causes so much of the problem. Remember, Adam rejected Eve. As soon as they fell, Adam rejected Eve and said to God, "That woman that you gave me, she's the problem. Ever since she showed up, it's been nothing but problems." And he was not accusing Eve, he was accusing God of not giving him the right woman, even though he did. Eve was created perfectly.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.